This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sam here. Big party tonight at Toronto's world-famous Elma Combo to celebrate Canadian rock band 5440 and their brand new live album. We've been listening to their hits for decades. We play them here on Zoomer Radio. Tonight, 5440 releases an album they recorded at the Elmo during the pandemic. Lead vocalist, guitarist, rock star Neil Osborne joined me in studio to share the details.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. I know. You're a big deal, right? You got to live up to all that now, Neil.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Congratulations on your two newest albums. That's really unusual to hear, artists do back-to-back stuff, and you're doing it.
Yeah, and then, in fact, we re-released an album called Smiling Buddha Cabaret this year as well, so that's three, I guess, if you really want to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all available on vinyl, which is, a thing.
It is a thing. The kids think that it's new, but we know differently, right? It's like, I'm into vinyl, says my 30-year-old son. It's like, welcome to 1975, Junior. We've all been there. We know the vinyl, you know?
Yeah.
But it's really very special that you are releasing your live album that way.
Yeah, and one of the packages that comes with the CD included, too, which is becoming another rarity, right?
Yeah,
so you
get
two little collectibles, for sure.
So, talk to me about the Elmo and just the rock and roll history of that club and the fact that you recorded this live album there and that you're going to jam tomorrow night with a sold out crowd. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, the Elmo, it's funny because they've renovated it, but they've kept some of the honor of it from the old days. And if you go up the staircase, you can see all the bands that have played there. Elvis Costello, The Clash, Joan Jett,
Stones,
Blondie,
U2,
well, of course the Stones,
and U2,
which is when I first heard about it because, the whole thing with Maggie and I don't know which Stone it was. Or
it was Mick, was it not? I think it was. You're talking about Margot Trudeau, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Mick Jagger. Maybe it was Keith Richards, too. Who knows? It could have been the whole band.
Ronnie.
I have no idea.
Was Ronnie there then? Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. And so does that make you nervous or excited to be now a part of the history of that club?
Excited, for sure. I don't get nervous really anymore.
Do you not?
Except when I'm on the radio with you.
Why do I doubt that? Okay, so tomorrow night's a sold-out show, and what can fans there look forward to?
A lot of fun, a lot of rock and roll. We'll be pumping out the hits from over the years, so if they're familiar with the band, which they should be because they bought tickets, it'll be a good time.
And it's good to go to a show and actually know some of the tunes. It's great that you've got two new albums coming out and new, music. But I love to go to a concert, and I like to sing along, too. So I don't want everything to be brand new. I love brand new, but I also like stuff that I know.
Oh, I know, yeah. So it took me about five times to hear Cinnamon Girl by Neil Young. And I cried when I heard it. And then I was at Elton John about 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
And he went, this is a new song. And the rush to the bathroom was insane. Sad but true.
Of course, but that's because that's how we connect with you, is through the work that you've done, and then we support the work that's coming out too, because we loved you because of the work that you did, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear the two new releases. Talk to us about the pandemic. So many artists that we have spoken to over the last 18 months, I would say, found it to be, strangely enough, a very creative time, a prolific time for writing and producing. Maybe that was because you had lots of time on your hands, but I'm thinking there's something else going on there, too.
What are you thinking?
I just feel like because there's some isolation and maybe there's not as much stimulation from the world, there's more introspective time for, someone creative to put pen to paper.
Yeah, certainly that. I mean, for a lot of us musicians in our band and myself definitely included, we're always on the road in the summer, for instance. And summer of 2020 was great because I got to spend time with my family and my extended, my brothers and sister who I never see. We're all together, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
It was a chance to recharge and recalibrate, for sure.
Yeah, and so we're going to give your daughter a little bit of love here, too.
Woo-hoo.
Your daughter, Candle, is following in Daddy-O's footsteps.
I think she's got her own feet.
I was going to say, and she probably doesn't want anyone to go following in Daddy-O's footsteps. But, I mean, the truth is, she is a musician, too. Clearly been influenced by her dad.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a few albums out. Her name's Candle with a K. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Cool stuff. She's got a great new record coming out. I mean, it's. I like, what do you call this music? And she goes, mine. Because the sound is very cool. Very, you know, a lot of synths and other stuff, but then guitars too and voice. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, talking to Neil Osborne, guitarist and lead vocalist with 5440. I got to give some love to your other album too. Let's talk about the October release of the new album.
Yeah, it's called West Coast Band, and that's what we are. We're a West Coast band.
Mm-hmm.
And the songs, it's funny you talked about COVID and Zoom. We'd get on Zoom, these Zoom calls every Thursday.
Yeah.
And we'd just, after, you know, not much to talk about because there's not much to do. It would be like, and of course, how's your knee? How's your hip? And all that.
Welcome to aging.
We'd start to tell stories about the band. Remember when?
Yeah.
And we said, well, let's turn these into songs. So the whole album is road stories and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
it's and it's neat. A big smile. It's a lot of fun, too.
A lot of fun.
Okay, so Neil Osborne of 5440, congratulations on the live release. Have a blast at the sold-out release party. Thank you, sir.